This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're gonna do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the US. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
Hey, we did it, Joe.
Hey, everyone. If you are listening to this, congratulations, my dear. You found the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast. I am the only one. The voice you're hearing, I'm Monogapian, but the voice you're hearing is the fiercest of them all. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the wrongly eliminatedest of them all? Ooh. It's Robin Fears.
Pew, 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 pew. What is up, y'all? Hi, Mono.
Robin, I can't believe this is finally here. I mean,
I know, long time listener, first time guest.
It's so funny that, and I was jokingly saying this before, but I mean it. Harder to get on Drag Her than it is to get on Drag Race, it turns out.
I know. It has been a journey getting here. Mono made me jump through so many loops and tests and all these things to make sure that I was worthy to be here.
Yes.
On Drag Her.
The audition tape for Drag Her, not a lot of people know this. There's a Q&A portion. There is a character wheel. There is a mini challenge. There's a quick drag mini challenge just to get on the pod. And Robin,
let me tell you, if
nailed
this
it.
Is anything like Drag Race, then it took me many times and many tries to get on here.
I am so delighted you're here. I feel like we're friends. I don't know why.
I say we are friends.
I think we are friends. We've always been quick friends. We've always gotten each other. We've always been the sweetest bitch in the cut. And I'm so glad you're finally here.
I know. It feels like forever
that we've known each other now.
I mean, that's what's so crazy is like this podcast has been on long enough that I was like, obviously we were like keying online and I was like, oh, like this girl will be on the show. Like she will be on the show. And I did know that to be true. But it's so funny how like this pod has been going on long enough that you have, you know, been on your drag journey, been on the show. And now like it's a year later since season 15. Isn't that crazy?
I've always said to myself, I don't even think I've ever told you this, but I always said to myself, if I ever win Drag Race, it's going to be because I listened to Drag Her and the advice that Mano and guests have
that
given.
That is so funny. Well, I'm sorry I steered you wrong.
Oh, no, you didn't steer me wrong. I just did not listen.
I think you are an exceptional queen, and I literally just because I had to like make sure I was right in this, I rewatched the Old Friends Gold episode like just now, and my
did you eat today?
My convictions still stand. Again, look, we're not shit talking the show, but my conviction stands that you did nothing wrong. You were excellent in that challenge. You ate. You did the assignment. And they said, and again, I know I've said this before, but I cannot get over how funny it is. You and your whole team is eating. You, Jax, Lucy, everyone's eating. And they keep cutting to the judges' stank faces. I'm like, what do you mean?
Literally.
What do you mean?
Okay. I will say there was some parts of choreo that we did not necessarily get.
Okay.
So that was probably the shots that they cut to. I will say my experience on Drag Race, and I can't speak for the girls after I left. Mm-hmm. But when I was there, for the most part, there was some exceptions. But for the most part, it was never anyone was bad. One was bad. Everybody did something that was amazing. But because everybody was doing something that was amazing, somebody had to be like, oh, well, it's you. And it just happened to be
you,
our group that week.
That's the vibe.
Me.
That's the vibe. That's unfortunately the vibe that week. Because I do remember that, again, was an exceptional week. Everyone I lived for. I probably would have put someone in the rock group in the bottom, but that's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there. The point is, you were all very talented, and it was a funny week where they were like, well, how are we going to edit this to make it look like someone shit the bed?
Was that judged individually or by group?
I think there was some individualing, because I remember that's a week where RuPaul says to Mistress, will you go tell Marsha to put on makeup?
Oh, yes, yes,
and
yes,
she's
yes,
not
yes,
on
yes,
stage.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so there could have been pulls from other groups, but
there could have.
You know, they got two friends getting to lip sync against each other.
They did,
and
again,
two sickening drag queens. I wish they would have given us a song that wasn't in your fucking room.
You know what? You made me like the song because, like,
oh, well, thank you.
I was
I'm
like
professional.
But I get what you are. You are a professional. Again, but I get it. You feel like it was kind of like a sleepy 80s vibe. And you were like, well, that's not me.
It's not that it's not me because, yes, I love a high energy moment. But I also do ballads quite often as well. So if something falls in the middle, she can do it. But when it's a lip sync, Jax versus Robin, you don't get to see a fight for your life that we can put on to any bangle. But it is what it is. They don't pick the song like right when they pick the bottom. So
I know. It's frustrating because like I saw the episode and I'm like, I get it. Jax is acrobatic. But again, I'm gonna be your biggest supporter and say you could have argued that you were giving more soft, dreamy womana. That I just thought really matched the song. I'm not saying like, you know, anyone was better or worse, but like it really matched the song.
No, you said what you said. You said I was better.
Yeah, you were better. You were better. Again, I mean, because again, they could have punished her for being too acrobatic with like, that's not necessarily the song.
Well,
Well, too late. Well, it's too late. But okay, wait, talk to us a little bit, I mean, about what has it been like now that it has been a year since, you know, since airing and a year and a half since filming. Where are you at in your drag eleganza journey?
It's very crazy. It is definitely the wildest roller coaster you will ever go on. Especially like the beginning two-thirds of the year. The wintertime months aren't as crazy. Mm-hmm. Still trying to get stuff together and all that stuff. But when you're in the thick of it, especially when the season is airing, it is messages, DMs, shit talking in comments, praising mm-hmm. in comments, then going out to see the people, which honestly is my favorite thing. I've loved being able to like travel and like meet the people who supported me on the show and then kind of convert some people who were like, I don't know about that Robin,
sure.
But then convert them to Robin fans when they see me
yes.
in person. Because like on the show, like I will say I didn't get to show everything that I can do. And I kind of was like I feel like I was kind of like on standby mode a little bit. But then when you see me live, you're like, oh my God, like, yeah, you.
Absolutely. I mean, you were also part of the micro edit. You were also, again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Your mental stability was weaponized against you. They hate. I want to know more about that conversation where RuPaul's like, why are you playing it safe? Which I get, okay, on the one hand, you're playing it safe. But to me, on the other hand, you're like, I'm taking calculated risks.
Yes.
And why are calculated risks punished on Drag Race?
I mean, I think sometimes they want to see you lose your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
Just like show something. And for me, that has never been, I've never been oh my God, yes. That's never been my mode. Like, yeah, there's moments where like, I'll be like loud, crazy, rambunctious, all
you
that stuff.
You just gave me Serena Cha-Cha. Yes, Miss Thing and da la 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 la.
Oh. R.I.P. Serena.
You need R.I.P. is really funny. So when you go back, you need to be mentally unstable.
Yes, for sure. And that was honestly my favorite comment. I think Robin is too sane.
Yeah,
for
I stand
race.
By it. I stand by it. I stand by it. I know it's the truth.
Yeah, it's crazy to me too because like. When I was a kid, like childhood trauma, blah, blah, blah. When I was a kid, I was so like talkative and rambunctious as like my teachers would describe. But because I was always like, okay, be quiet, shut up. Like you need to calm down and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm this calm zen person and now people are mad about it.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
There's a lot of queer trauma there. Mm-hmm. Like
there's it's also, very interesting as well, like, ooh, what happened?
Oh, I'm just sharing my screen. Keep going.
I thought the whole thing's out. Okay. it's also interesting, too, like, the extended cut edit that they put out of me and RuPaul
yes.
staring at each other.
Yes.
People made that seem like it was just such a
drama.
Pearl moment. And
yeah.
it was not. It was really not a pro moment. It was, I grew up learning to respect my elders. You talk, I listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to what your feedback is giving. And then from your feedback, I didn't really have anything to say.
T, you know, I haven't seen the extended cuts, unfortunately, which is so not Drag Race fan of me. But I have not seen the extended cuts yet, so I haven't seen this. This is interesting.
It was cute. It was cute. It was nice seeing little bits and pieces. I honestly just fast-forwarded to the parts that I thought I was going to be in a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course, because there was a lot of competition. 16 queens competing for 40 minutes of airtime. It was like, what?
I will say, it was an amazing experience, though. At the time, it was very stressful, but I look back on it now with fondness. And as the new season comes out, I'm watching it. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this was actually fun. And I potentially would do it again if asked.
I think you will be. I think you're an excellent, excellent drag artist.
I'm
curious to see, like, do you feel like your drag has changed in a year? Because I think you're very polished. Do you feel like you're learning new things or do you feel like you're sustaining?
I feel like the time that I'm back on All Stars, it's not necessarily that my drag has changed, because I think my drag is amazing.
Clean as fuck.
It can definitely
Your drag is like better, a bottoms hole in the shower after 60 minutes. Like, clean.
Clean as a motherfucking whistle. That water is clear, honey. But yeah, I think it would be me being able to step outside my box just a little bit more. I think when being so polished, sometimes you get stuck in being that polished moment.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily think to try other things. Like, my reunion look was me stepping outside my box. That was the first time ever that I did not pad and drag, and I wore like my body, and it was like, okay, this is kind of sickening. So maybe more stuff like that.
I remember you destroyed your leg skin for those strap ups.
Yes, those straps, I was like, bitch. I literally got a scar on my foot because of those fucking shoes. But Pretty hurts, and I would do it again.
Pretty! Yeah, Pretty hurts.
But the second part of that, and then we could move on, whatever, because I know I'm babbling.
No, you're not. I want to hear it all.
The second part of that is like more of a mental growth of being able to get out of my own way and just go for it. Like, I'll tell them this. When the assignment for Snatch Game was put out there that we are, of course, doing it again, I messaged a friend named Mono to say that there's something that I'm doing that I need a celebrity impersonation for.
Yes.
No more details. And you helpfully gave me the keys to the kingdom of what I should be doing. Because honestly, Mono, you are one of the funniest people that I know.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
And I want the world for you. So I'm so happy that you write stuff for Drag Race. I'm happy that you have a little hosting show.
Sweet.
I am very, very happy and
Robin,
proud of you, and cannot wait to see you take over the world.
Shut up. I love you.
But all I have to say is you helped with that, and like, even some of my answers that I gave during the Snatch Game, one of those answers, I just didn't get out of my way enough to push it
away. I also get it. It's just like, it's one thing to be like, it's just different. It's like one thing to be told, like, here's how you fly a plane. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can be like, here's how you fly a plane. You're like, okay, great. I read how to fly a plane, but now I'm in the fucking air, and there's clouds and gooses flying into my turbines.
Oh, yes.
Like,
oh yeah.
There's just no way to prepare for that.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm learning to work with the unprepared and just go for it, you know?
Yeah. Then I mean, that'll come with age and being more messy and greedy and selfish. Like, that'll just come, because maybe
I should take a little improv class.
I would love that for you. I would love that for you. Okay, let's talk about season 16.
Yes.
Strong group of girls. Let's go ahead and talk about these girls as they stumble into the workroom.
Okay,
we've got
perfect.
Q is our costume diva coming in wearing green. She's giving green snake pussy.
Absolutely fucking stunning.
It is.
Also, Q I know because she made my Beyonce runway.
Work.
I know that her constructions are going to be great. But this bitch looks sickening. Although sometimes
really
the more I look at it, it looks like a glamorous football player at the top a little bit.
It's a little strange, but it's somehow beautiful still.
It's so amazing.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I love her. Sorry.
No, it's interesting. I don't even know how to feel about it. Like, I'm like, it's beautiful, but it's strange.
There's so many textures and like, like little moments to look at, but it's not too much.
I wonder why she was like, this is what I'm walking into the workroom with. Maybe it just simply was like, it's pretty, it's big, and all my other costumes are accounted for. Like, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it necessarily says, like, something about her, unless green is her favorite color. Like, I don't speak to her enough to, like, know exactly that. But, like, it is an amazing look. And I also think her entrance line was perfect for her. It had her name in it. It had personality.
Yes,
she, like, really gave it some...
Good call.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. I was like, I clocked it. I was like, okay, Q. Okay, we got a Q. I've been hesitant about this name, but I liked her entrance line. That was fierce. It's a good entrance. We're gonna give her a chirp on the entrance.
Chirp, 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 chirp. Wait, it's chirp and burp.
Yeah, do you know it, honey?
Is there like a what's a beyond a chirp? I forget.
Like a caca?
A caca, yes. It's been a minute.
It's been a second. So now we got Tsunami Muse coming in. She's really gorgeous and beautiful.
You know, yes. I also know her from New York. I feel like I know half the girls on this season. She is stunning. The makeup is flawless. The hair is flawless. But something about this look is...
it's a little strange.
It's like disjointed to me.
It fully is Netflix's disjointed. No, it really is. It really is disjointed. I'm like, cause like the pants, I'm not sure. It's like she's almost too covered up or something.
I think for me what it is, it's the two varying necklines and where the shoulder seam sits. If she brought the shoulder seam up a little bit more and then maybe the neckline of the second one down a little bit more, it would be perfect.
I agree. And I think these two muted colors, I don't know. I don't mind the mix of the colors.
The mix of the colors, I don't mind. But
it's still a chirp. It's still pretty.
It's still a chirp. It's still a chirp. We love Tsunami.
And the hair is right.
Oh, baby, I'm snatching this the next time I see her.
That's a good... And that's a versatile wig. We were just talking about wigs. Absolutely. That are versatile.
You can do it to the side. You can perform in this. You can do a ballad in this. You can do a high tempo. You can fuck after this in the ooh, bathroom, in the club if you want to.
Oh, no, ma'am. Does she kai-kai and drag?
I do not. It's just, I put so much work into this, and you think you're going to fuck up my face?
Yeah, no. I already fuck it up fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, in terms of, like, I step out on stage, and I'm already fucking up my own makeup and my own wig. I don't need your help. Okay,
girl, Amanda Tori. Speaking of fucking it up.
Woo! A mandatory meeting comes in saying... wait a second. This place doesn't have a bidet. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. I don't like this entrance line. I'm so sorry.
No, not at all. And I also, like, girl, your neck is wrinkled.
I know, the bib. It's so good. I know she's dying right now because every queer in the world has something to say about her titty bib neckline.
Yeah, it's a lot. Those you can cut. Y'all out there, first
talk
of
to
all,
us. Speak. Speak.
I'm very sick of the breastplates.
Okay,
the breastplates are a craze that, like, we gotta calm down with just a little
bit. Yes, I'm with
we
you.
We get it. You wanna feel your zhuzh without getting the implant. Fine. However, comma. The breastplates aren't always the moment. You can make a sickening look without having a titty out. Mm-hmm. And you avoid a wrinkly-ass neck when you just use your own damn neck. Well, unless your own neck is wrinkled too, but I can't help you with that one.
But no, I mean, I'm with you. Like, you need all the titty options. Sometimes you're also just using a big, good, juicy silicone boob insert.
Right.
Let's bring that back a little bit.
Bring back
my
inserts.
I live. I'm going to burp her because I'm mean.
I'm also burping her, but I'm sure she's lovely.
She's cool. I'm genuinely a fan of her talent.
Yes.
Morphine Love Dion.
Gorgeous. I love Morphine.
She's gorgeous.
She is so sickening. And bitch, she is a key. Okay. When I was in Miami for Malaysia's birthday, I met her.
Work.
And literally I've never, well, not never, but it's very rare that, like, I click with someone, like, immediately. Mm. We were literally reading each other and we just met each other and was laughing the house down boots.
Oh, she's
with each
fun.
Other. She is a fun girl. And that mug.
The mug is porcelain.
She
I love
can
that.
Literally come out in the garbage bag.
I know. In and out. I love that she's giving in and out face. I love it. I love that she's a cunt too. We need this. We can't.
Yes.
We need this cunty energy.
I would have loved her on our season.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, one, again, we would have got along great. But two, she would have been like a good equalizer to like kind of balance the footing a little bit, you know?
Speak on it. Speak on it.
But she's so sickening. Chirp, 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 chirp.
It's a chirp. She's fun. I'm excited to see what she does next. She's fun drama. She has opinions on the titty bibs, and I'm here for
as
it.
As we all do.
The booty and the beauty is here. I love it. It was giving me Nayshia Lopez energy, but she's obviously giving her own. Like, it just the line reminded me of Nayshia Lopez's entrance line.
Mono, not all Latin queens are the same.
Hashtag cancel Mono. okay, Safira's my favorite. I mean, this is my favorite entrance line for sure.
It's just the yodel. Or what did she do? Was it like a
and
before?
Then, girl, I think this place is haunted. I mean,
like it wasn't her.
So funny. Yeah, like it wasn't her. It's so stupid and absurd. It's so dumb. She's like, so beautiful.
It immediately sets her up as somebody that, yes, she's stunning. Yes, she's a sickening drag queen, but does the thing RuPaul loves, does not take herself seriously.
Yes, yes, she's a genius, and I'm excited for her. I think she, I've read something online that she's auditioned for the show 11 times.
That's wild to me. That is wild to me.
And I'm here for this. I'm here for her, you know what I'm saying? Like, come up in story of like, bitch, I'm here. H-E-A-R. Yeah.
Also, I love her confessional look, too. Like, it's one thing to have a sickening look in drag, but also to be able to pull it through into the confessional as well, which I think I did as well.
Period. Yes, you had a hat too in your confessional, right?
I had a little hat. I had a little leather jacket. It matched my entrance look as well. It was kind.
Yeah, you always looked moisturized. it's a chirp. I love Safira. We'll get into it. But let's talk about Mirage's entrance. I hope you trash bags are ready to lose.
You gotta say lose and then offer bonds.
I hate this look, but then again that almost makes me like it, but I hate it. But I like it, but I hate this look.
I think that's exactly what it's supposed to do. She wants to thought provoke. She is an art piece. She is a moment of critique and praise in one fuel. Is it full or swiel? Swoop.
Swoop? I think swoop in one full swoop.
Oh, it's one full swoop. Yep, there we go. Words elude me.
No, I do hate this look, but again, I think she's doing something on purpose. She has a Vegas aesthetic. Or later in the episode when she's like, I'm repping Vegas. I pardon me, wanted to be like, are you sure? Are you sure you need to rep this much Vegas? That's
she's
just
repping,
my opinion.
The streetwalkers of Vegas.
Yes,
not
she's
necessarily
giving
the showgirls. Representation matters, Mono.
She is giving Lisa Frank blowjob energy.
Honestly, I chirp this look.
Okay, work.
If
I'm gonna,
not a look I would personally wear, but I still chirp this look.
It is confidently obnoxious.
Exactly.
You know?
It's like she just got into the crayons and the cookies and she's like in elementary school or something.
I'm gonna burp it, but only because she knows what she's doing to me, so she doesn't need my chirp.
She doesn't need your validation.
Dawn. Wow. I love Dawn.
Here comes the Dawn.
I love Dawn.
I'm very obsessed with Dawn. I am very much like a little nerd on the inside and love like anime and like cutesy shit. And Dawn's whole aesthetic is like the cartoons that I watch. So
Fully.
I'm immediately drawn to Dawn. And the fact that she makes almost all her stuff is sickening to me.
It's cool. She has a cool makeup attitude. Her shit has this editorial flair. It's layered. She's cool. And she seems cool as fuck, too. She seems just like a good time.
She seems like either a good time or like that pain in the ass, like social justice warrior, which we need social justice warriors, but
it's
get you
Sasha
like every
Velour.
Time you like do something wrong, she's going to point it out.
It's giving don't joke about that. You know?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. But I'm here for her. I liked her entrance line. I'm excited.
Who was your favorite of the entrance looks?
Looks? I think Dawn, for me, is my favorite look.
Mm.
And Safira's my favorite entrance line.
Ooh.
How about you?
Yes. I will say... I'm going to say Q is my favorite look, but I also love Dawn's. And my favorite entrance line hasn't happened yet. It's in the next episode.
Period. Say that. Speak on it. Well, we're gonna...
I love the Nana. And Nana. Then pause and just...
Oh, so weird. I agree. So weird. Well, we're going to talk more about this episode, but first... Silence. Not yet. Silence, Robin. I feel like taking a break.
Boop, boop, ba-doop, boo.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Bring back my break.
That was good.
Was that good? Okay.
That was very good. Very good. We're back.
I'm putting in my application for RuPaul's job.
Girl, that's going to be a fun season when they finally do that. So RuPaul comes in. We got the train conductor look. Work. We're happy about that. We have our ring camera photo challenge. Funny. Any opinions on this?
I would have loved this to be my photo shoot challenge.
Yeah.
Only because, like, For the girls who like might be intimidated to meet RuPaul at first,
mm-hmm.
it's nice. You get to hear RuPaul's voice and interact with RuPaul, but he's not just directly staring at you, and there's no fucking feathers and wind and madness that's happening. It's just you taking the pictures in whatever way possible.
That is interesting. That is funny, because I was like, I think Ru just needs to like sit down and not be on set, and this is the perfect way for her to do it.
Ru is back there actually eating her lunch, doing her coffee enema.
Yes!
Preparing for the rest of the show.
Preparing for the rest of the episode. Mm-hmm. It was very funny. Love Connie. Delightful. This was a crazy photo
Mistress's
challenge.
Mistress's worst enemy.
Yes! Wait, oh my god, yes! I remember this. Wow, that episode.
Love Connie. No, I'm kidding.
It is very funny. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like improvising with a drunk badger. It's not easy. It's not easy.
Absolutely not. I would have... See, my thing is, I'm not always vocally expressive. I'm facially expressive. Hence, they got a lot of shots of me making faces at people. So if I was just there with Love Connie, my face would just be like, what the fuck is going on? So the fact that she even got through that...
Yeah.
Is kudos to her.
Kudos, bitch. Yeah, like, it. There's a lot of fun tricks they throw at you on Drag Race. A lot of fun tricks. So, we're back in. We've done the ring. I don't have much to say about the ring camera challenge.
Oh, okay.
But Charlize Theron, I just don't.
I will say about the ring camera challenge. Shout out to Dawn. To make a joke at the expense of RuPaul to RuPaul is very brave, and I know RuPaul loves that shit.
Wait, what joke was it? I'm blanking.
It was something about voting. RuPaul was like, who would you vote for? And she goes, not you. And RuPaul just cackles. And I'm like, wow, you got it, bitch. You are now on her good list.
I love that Dawn knows. She's like, it's really genius to be like, I'm only here to make RuPaul laugh. I think that's somehow the only thing that matters. Somehow.
It is.
Everything else is incidental, you know, because if you're funny, you can be.
Well, yes.
Everything else is just incidental. But it does help if you're incredibly thin. You either need to be hilarious or unbelievably thin. That's
well,
my advice.
I am unbelievably thin, and it did not help me. So hilarious is the way to go, y'all.
Hilarious is the way to go. We're talking about BBLs. We're talking about our butts. I love that Morphine is like, it's natural. I'm like, okay, girl, work. You better work if you feel that a BBL is natural. Work.
The BBL is
you.
BBLing, though. It's very nice. It's not lumpy. She's like,
no, it's nice.
You could bounce a quarter off of it.
It's nice.
Lay on it as a pillow at night.
Love it. Safira's ass is from Houston, Texas, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Homegrown.
Love that. Homegrown. And then Charlize Theron comes in with her own cakes. Not from her body, because god damn it, is she so thin. But holding cakes.
And now I'm pissed that Ariana Grande did not bring us any food. Y'all know I love to eat. And if a celebrity brought me cakes, bitch, I would be over the moon.
I know.
Or is it a setup?
It might have been.
The girls a little stomach indigestion moment before the runway.
Those are laced with X-lax. Those are laced with all kinds of laxatives.
You know some of them were shitting right before they put on their runway clothes.
100%. I do love Charlize Theron. I love that she's here. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, she can take a rest on the Ozempic. I'm sorry. I love her. I think she's so beautiful.
She looks amazing, though.
I hate to talk about people's bodies, but she's so teeny. My God. She's beautiful, though.
Really tiny? Huh. Julia Roberts is so tiny.
Yeah. Jesus.
I didn't realize she was so tiny. So gorgeous.
That's right. Because you were wearing that gorgeous Julia Roberts look on at that event with her, right?
Yes. That was Watch What Happens Live. And I may not have gotten a crown from RuPaul, but Julia Child. Julia Roberts crowned me queen.
You meant
of the
Julia,
Roberts.
Comma child. Julia child.
Yes.
Julia
child. Julia Roberts. She crowned me.
She crowned you. I love Charlize. I love these weird South African cakes.
She has no accent, which is weird to me.
I know. Like, well, she's a true chameleon. She truly transforms.
Well, yes. She's transformations.
Good. She's good. I'm also going to laugh that this week the girls get to meet Charlize Theron, and next week the girls get to meet Becky G. I'm sorry, but that's funny.
First group got to meet Ariana Grande, and we
and
got to meet Vivacious and Ornacea.
And that's just funny.
I have come to love me some Vivacious. She gave me some great advice, but that bitch looked so over it. She did not want to be up at 6 in the morning.
That is so funny.
Entertaining our asses.
You really do stomp. Like, if you had to guess the time, the hour you stomped into the workroom was 6 or 7 a.m.
No, I got up at like 6 a.m. to start getting ready in my hotel room. And then by the time, well, they don't give us phones or clocks. One of the responses that we got when we asked what time it was in show business, there's no time. It's only day or night.
Oh my God.
And then they walked away.
They said bye.
Wow. But I feel like it was probably, we had breakfast there. It was probably like 10, I want to say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Very early for drag.
Yeah.
Very early.
And so let's go ahead. Crouchy and hungry.
I get it. I can only imagine. Also, like, yeah, trying to time your eating while you're doing drag is insane.
It's
and then
challenge.
Peeing?
It's a mini challenge in itself, you know?
It's that. That is a challenge. MTV Spring Break, holy shit, Derek Barry is here. How funny. How
like,
unbelievably
why?
Funny.
Like, why is Derek doing this?
It's really funny, too, because, like, Britney Spears never hosted Spring Break, but I was
okay,
here
I
for
was
the
literally
Derek.
About to ask that. Did she host that at all?
No. They were just like, Derek, do you want to do it? And Derek was like, absolutely, I do. Derek's makeup is choices.
As it has always been.
Period. And let's talk about Morphine Love Dion's talent. What'd you think?
This bitch can literally just stand there and just mouth the words incorrectly. It doesn't matter if they're right or wrong.
Period.
And I would just be like, yes. Give everything to me. But I love that she brought a little bit of her culture. That is one of my favorite things that drag queens of color do, because it's something that only we can do, is wherever it is that you are from, bring it. And like, I have a lot of Latin daughters. I'm West Indian myself. So when I did get to do like a West Indian number, it felt so amazing. And I tell them all the time, you have a culture, use it, do it. People love to see it. Even if it is in like a whole nother language, drag transcends language. And I love being able to see, like I said, a little bit of culture. So shout out to her for this number as well.
Repping her Nicaraguan parents. It was amazing. It was beautiful. It was entertaining. And like you're saying, yes, it was both. It was both welcoming us into a world we might not be able to access otherwise, but also just pure cunt entertainment. Big chirp on the show. Just
big chirp,
love
big
it.
Chirp.
A mandatory meeting. Where's my kitty? I gotta say, she converted me with this performance. I do like how she knows how to really move her body. I was confused that her bodysuit was a cat. I was like, well, there's maybe a way to make it look more cat-ish if that's the gag.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even realize it was a cat. I thought
there
it was some kind of like weird lizard thing or something.
I think it's supposed to be a cat.
Well, now I get that. You know what? I think she killed the cat.
She killed the cat. What did you think? I overall liked this. What did you think?
I thought it was fine. I think when you are a new queen, you are just like, okay, I'm gonna just move at every single second, at every single moment, whenever there is a lyric in a song. Instead of like taking your moment and then choosing to put energy in different parts of the song. Like, that's how your body breaks down. That's like how you just get tired and you're...
Yeah.
At the end of every single number. It was cute.
Yeah.
It was cute. Not my favorite, though.
I think that's a completely fair, because, like, I did like it. Like, I thought it was, like, she definitely gave energy, but I am with you. Mm. Yeah, I'm with you. That's a very fair critique. I liked her last line. I know there's a way to make this last line funnier, because the idea is funny. This cat is dead, and she's using a RuPaul joke to say, so the bus is still running.
The bus ran over it, or like, I don't know, but I did not get that random...
It was an
addition of that.
It was a thinker, not in a bad way, but anytime you have to think about a joke, right? Somebody's like, oh, okay.
How would you have made it funny, or you have not figured it out yet?
That's a good question. I have not figured it out yet, because afterwards I was like, oh, that is funny that we're using a RuPaul joke to reference that. I guess your cat has been hit by the bus.
So maybe her bus is not running anymore, girl.
I don't know.
But it's hard.
Also, more cat sound effects. I think maybe it would have been sold just with like a cat screech, like meow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe so the bus is still running. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Now, what I want to know if she is, does she really have a cat? That is the quandary that I have.
She looks like it. And that's an attack. And that's me attacking her.
Oh, we got it loud and clear.
Dawn is next. What do we think about Dawn's talent? How interesting and
she
weird.
Is so fucking foolish. She is so foolish. And I also love that about drag. It's just being able to be your inner child foolish self.
Yep.
Foolish and smart. I would love to see her, Denim, and Willow in the same room together doing some kind of weird shit together.
I would love... Yeah, that would be a fun freak show. Yeah, it's giving that energy. She's giving us the art freak of the season. I love the reveals. I love the song. My only tiny thought was that, like, the ending didn't have this, like, ramp up that I think it could have had. Mm-hmm. But it was cute.
I think especially, and you know, for any drag queens out there, I guess this is a lesson in drag that I'm giving today as well. For performances too, I feel like it's easy to figure it out if you are structuring your number like a song. There should be a beginning, a middle, and then a climax moment that can then, if you want to bring it down at the end. But you have to think about your performances like that, so that the person watching you feels full.
Yep. Little bit of a journey. Just a little bit of a journey. And I thought it was genius, but it gave me more of like a, we're in the middle of the journey, as opposed to we've ended the journey.
Yes.
Q's Puppet Playhouse. Insane and
wonderful. This was a journey.
This was a journey. I loved it. It was delightful. I only have one note.
What was your note?
My only note is, why not play with the absurdity of, like, floating midair, right? Because obviously her hands are the feet. So why can't she just float midair and then look at the judges like, oh my God, how am I floating? When, you know, that was my only note.
You know, this is Lord Farquaad's daughter. And in that day and age, there was not floating unless you were a fairy.
I know.
I love this. Like, it is so foolish.
Great.
Who thinks to be a Lord Farquaad-sized ballerina puppet?
It was awesome.
That's wild.
This is my kind of number. As a bitch who can barely... You know what sucks? I have rhythm, but I can't dance. I have rhythm, but the body is not willing. So
where does the rhythm lie? On the inside?
When I'm horizontal.
I'm sure your husband is very pleased with that.
And I need you to know that 100%. I don't care if you're going to give me your hog body line. Listen, it was cute. It was really cute. Yeah. Now, Mirage's Jumbo's Clown Room stripper number. What do you think?
I thought it was great. It was the Mirage that I know. I've performed it for Mirage many times, and every time I'm just like, how the fuck is she doing this? How does her feet not hurt? So I'm very glad that the world gets to see this stripper hoe that I have come to know and love.
She's
amazing.
I also
like the song. The song was cute.
She's amazing. Yeah, it was a good song. The performance was rad. And I think I disagreed with, like, Michelle's critique of, like, you know, it would be different every time. And I was like, yeah, that's the kind of performer she is. Like, yes. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing that, like, a Kennedy Davenport, for example, would be like,
yeah,
I'm not, like, structured all the time.
Let me tell you, when I did my talent show, I'm sure that I did it differently both times. I did it. I had no choreo whatsoever, so I see her. We see each other.
I see that.
And it will be different every single time.
I think that's better. That's a better, like, I mean, you need to, as a drag artist, you improvise based on the venue, the song, the moment, the tip collecting.
Mm. And a lot of us perform the same numbers.
Yes.
A lot. So, like, do you really want to see the same number done the same way? No!
Almost all of Michelle's notes were good. That one was a bad note. I was like, that's a bad note.
Yeah.
Now, Tsunami Muse, her verse was written impeccably.
Absolutely.
Like, I loved the writing of the verse, especially the line where she references Ricky Bobby. I was like, you better work, bitch.
Yes, but the delivery...
Yeah, it didn't, like, build.
Something a little... to be desired.
What would you have done, right? Because it had that thing. It had a great build, a great start, but it didn't, like, deliver by the end. Is it just tricks?
It's not necessarily tricks. It's just, like, she started off so... instead of, again, taking your moment and then giving them a little bit more energy. Example... really the only time y'all saw me lip sync besides my talent show, In Your Room, even though it's a pretty slow song. Jax moved to the back. That's fine. It was lovely. I stayed right there in that moment, did the first little verse, and then I moved. So the whole performance built. Then I did a cartwheel. Then I did a split and then flipped backwards. Whatever. Like, you gotta time stuff sometimes a little bit more.
Yes, you can't start at 100% because then you leave yourself nowhere to build.
And then you're tired. You gotta think about your body.
You're exhausted. And now we have Safira Crystal giving this absolutely unearthly, galaxy ready Fifth Element style opera performance.
Yes. She is the diva from Fifth Element. I'm convinced that she's just flown to Earth. She has a human meat suit on.
Right?
Yeah, I love this bitch. And to do this with the little words at the bottom that were probably not the actual words to the song. Hilarious.
Funny. Very
Again,
funny.
Again, not taking herself too seriously.
And the face she gave at the end... Her face is, the face she gives in lip syncs, which will come up, of course, at the end, is some magic shit.
Yeah. And that's because she's an opera singer. Like, through and through. Like, they are dramatic and dedicated to the performance, whatever the performance is. Oh, I just saw the face at the end.
That big-eyed look up to the heavens... is gonna go on my short list of favorite Drag Race moments.
Oh my god!
So
I'm adding
crazy.
That to my set. You're gonna see me live one day, and I'm just gonna look at you, just like y'all can't see it at home, but I just did the Sophia face.
I love it. Okay, we're gonna take one more break. So silence. I feel like taking a break.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo-cachoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy. Because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my break. We're back. We're talking. Let's talk about this runway, girl. It was Reveal Ooh. Yourself.
Reveal yourself.
Exactly. And these girls are revealing themselves. We got Morphine Love Dion coming out first, giving giving towel into Miami bathing suit moment. Thoughts? It was okay.
It was fine. It was fine. They
clocked it. They said this is just a cute bathing suit.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to agree with the judges. I will say that, like, first episode, showing your body, girl, I think is cute to go that route as well. I'm just hoping that the rest of the runways, which I believe it will push it. And this was, like, the one that's like, hey, this is my body, and the body is the look, honey.
Yeah. Huh. Is it a chirp or burp?
Oh.
I'm going to be difficult and burp it.
Oh, I don't want to burp it, but it's a burp. There's not even a rhinestone.
I know.
I'm a burp it.
She's pretty, though. Dawn giving Yeti, Yeti, Yeti.
I don't think you're Yeti for this Yeti.
I don't think you're Yeti for this Yeti.
Cause my body's too yeah delicious for you, babe.
For you, babe. Move your snowman up and down. This was unbelievable.
Yeah, I love this. Again, I am such a nerd that, like, this little, like, kooky cosplay, like, cutesy stuff really just does it for me. The outfit for the reveal is not my favorite part. Mm. I liked the cover-up more than the uncovered, but okay. I still think it's a chirp.
I loved it. I think this was my favorite runway. This is, for me, my favorite runway of the day. I love the big, stupid blood glitter Yeti moment, and I like the takeoff. I don't know why. I just also love the surprise of purple face, purple hair.
And then the purple that we get after this is wild.
Yes. Okay, it's a chirp. The troll reference, I did not get Charlize Theron, but you better work. Uh-oh.
I mean,
love that a mandatory meeting gets to do her runway again. Did you ever do that? Do they let you do that?
If I did that, I would have just had to dealt with it and kept going. Maybe since it was at the beginning, and it's not like they can stop her from going back to the side.
Right, they can't stop her from walking to the side.
Yeah, but this was terrifying. This whole thing was terrifying.
It's a shame that I liked the doll face more than the reveal. Like, the doll face was prettier than the reveal.
I hated it all. I just didn't get the perspective. Oh, well, now I kind of understand. She's like an alien hiding in a human meat suit. Blah, 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 blah.
Sure. I could, yeah, you're sure. Sure.
But.
Sure.
But
sure.
I still
sure, Jan.
Hate it. Mm-hmm.
I think my main issue is the, of course, the makeup is really strange.
It's like a grape commercial.
Girl.
I'm watching.
Girl, it's giving cone heads, it's giving first day on the Star Wars set. It's strange.
I'm sure she thought this through for a long time, and she put a lot of work into this. It's just not my favorite, so I personally will be burping it.
I'm gonna burp it, and I agree that I'm thankful though that they gave her good advice. They're like, you're making yourself look worse, like, because she's a pretty human. She's got some lovely stuff to work with, and she's not serving it.
Like, currently, I just watched their EW interview, and the growth from then
you
to
can
now
immediately tell.
Is beyond, and she's using her features appropriately. She looked good.
Yeah, that makes sense. Even the promo, I thought she looked good in the promo. Tsunami Muse giving fashion, scarlet, red, ruby, wine, tomato, ketchup. I love it. I think it's really gorgeous.
I think it's cute. I think it's definitely cute. Part of it reminded me, even though it's not like a tutu at all, it kind of reminded me of him from the Powerpuff Girls a little bit.
Yes. Yes. I think it's beautiful. And a controversial opinion, I think there should be room for drag artists who are more runway. Like your Dakota Schiffers. And you know what I mean? The girls who like, this is my drag.
I think the thing is too is when you build yourself as like the runway girl, it's also building yourself as the fashion girl. Mm-hmm. And if the judges see you as like, oh, she's supposed to be the fashion girl, and you're not giving like highest of fashion at every single moment of every single second, then it's just like,
yes.
Well, that wasn't you could have done that a little bit better.
Yeah, then they'll get you in trouble. You'll get in trouble. It's still a
chirp. It was cute. And the wig, on point.
Yeah, really nice. Q, holy shit.
Ooh, baby. Now, this was a
costume. This was a gorgeous, expensive look.
Girl,
I mean, she has little, you know those things they put on the top of buildings to prevent airplanes running into them? She's got four of them on the top of her outfit.
You know, she's concerned for her safety and the safety of the public. So I love this look. What I love about this look is the amount of layers that this look has.
Oh my God.
There is like three or four different review options with this look alone. And I think that is a testament to the creative mind of Q and her costuming ability and the fact that she made this. And I know that she does it for a living, but as somebody who has the ability to sew, anybody that can make something so powerful like this is just like, wow, just give her the win today.
I agree. And I mean, it's ace. Also, just the detailing inside of this cape is asymmetrical. It is studded, stoned, bedazzled. It's giving me acid trip. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I guess this is probably the most beautiful look today.
It's also like how you open it and then your body shapes like a butterfly is so sickening to me. It is...
Oh. And black, we all know, black looks better in person than on camera.
Yeah.
So I'm sure in person, I'm sure it looked even sicker.
And I love the headpiece. The headpiece was really cool,
too. Awesome. Really good. Not just like a headpiece that like flattens your head. Sometimes girls wear these Candy Muse alien headpieces that just flatten your head. And it's like, no, that was cute.
You didn't have to do Candy Muse like that.
I don't. I know. It's an ongoing fight with me and Oscar. You know, Oscar loves the Candy Muse alien look. And it's one of the crazy things that bitch says. Just one of them.
It is very wild.
Okay, wait. Mirage giving Vegas.
Vegas. Brought to you by Doritos.
I hated this. I didn't like it. I hate these colors together.
Yeah, it is not my favorite thing. I've never seen her in something like that, so this is definitely interesting to see. But the boobs are going to get a laugh out of RuPaul. Like, you bring the boobs, RuPaul's going to laugh. So points to you, but low-hanging fruit.
We get
titties right after that don't fit.
I was gonna say low-hanging fruit, truly, because these melons are about to hit the fucking floor.
Honestly,
during the lip sync.
Color aside, her and Safira probably should have switched breastplates.
Yeah, truly. Truly, 100,000,000%. I hate these colors together. It's a shame because I know this is an expensive outfit, but the colors are giving me NBA stadium, and I don't like them together. I also don't like them.
I really don't care for the shimmery nude fabric, and then to put the shimmery nude fabric all over everything. It's good for maybe like a cutout here and there, but for it to be everything and then you just stone it, it kind of is like... It doesn't do the thing for me.
No matter
who you are.
No ma'am.
No ma'am, Pam.
Safira Cristal giving, I mean, you know, she's continuing this Grand Dame storyline. What do we think? She's got Grand Dame. She's got a cloak. She's got a bathing suit. She's got the smallest titty bib in the world. What do we think? The small titties are funny.
Oh, the small titties honestly are accidentally...
So funny.
Accidentally funny. I think the first look was amazing. It was fully like she was a human version of D.Va from Fifth Element. The second look was cute too. I didn't mind it. I know, I think Michelle said that she hated it. I do wish that the last look was more than just the leotard, especially knowing that we know every time any girl wears a leotard, Michelle is going to read them.
Lose it,
about it. And the titties did not save it for me until the lip sync. I think also, literally, we gotta stop with the center titties. Like, the...
Why does that happen so often?
In the center... If it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. And I know you spent a lot of money on the breastplate. But baby, return it as soon as you get it and get the correct size. If you got a wide chest, you got to get wide titties, bitch.
I noticed that a lot on the titty bibs where they get cross-eyed almost. Where it's like, they're so...
They're so center-focused. They're paying attention.
That's why I'm saying bring back big, juicy silicone bra inserts. Mm-hmm. I understand that it changes the look you're going to do, but you need that in your arsenal because titty bibs, like we're learning in this episode, they've done three. That's the lesson of this episode. Mm-hmm. Titty bibs can do you rotten.
Yeah. And then we're going to all look back at this point in time in drag and just think, what were you doing? Why was that the decision and no thought to where the titties were placed?
I know.
You know who has a really good breastplate, though?
Who?
Plastique.
Really? That's not who I thought you would say.
I know. Because she doesn't wear it often, but she has this one TikTok where it is so seamless. And it literally has a invisible zipper in the back. So she can just unzip it. It is one of the best breastplates that I have ever seen.
Damn, we gotta find out where she got
that. Y'all need to find that one.
Well, that doesn't help us find it, Robin, does it?
I'm sorry. I don't know Plastique enough to ask her.
I know. Well, let's talk about this Raid a Queen twist. Obviously, Immunity's coming back. It's also exciting that Immunity sounds like it's going to be more like an idol, like Survivor Idol. It sounds like you'll get to choose when you want to use it before critiques, I bet.
Which is nice because like sometimes you'll get it and then the next episode, like you truly did not need it. So it was genuinely wasted.
But I wonder what that means is like, will there be a one available every week? Right? Because like you can't just give one out every week. Then it's
You could. There's Drag Race. There's no rules.
There's no rules. It's interesting. I'm here for Drag Race reinventing itself all the time. Yeah. Like we have to try new shit out. I'm here for it.
And the rating system is the perfect way to stir up mess.
I feel like in this
scenario, everybody was realistic in it, but there is definitely going to be times where people are bit by that drag delusion and going to be why did you not vote for me, or who did you vote for and why was it not me?
Yeah, it's good. I'm curious to see how it plays out. It seems like a good twist because it forces us to confront feelings immediately as opposed to relying on the classic RuPaul, who do you think should go home?
Yeah.
Which is great drama, and especially towards the beginning of the season, it can be easy to get along. I'm sure you felt it, right? It's easy to get along at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. I was still there while most people were getting along. Then I left, and it slowly started to deteriorate. Well, not even slowly, girl. It immediately started to deteriorate. Literally, the next episode was I think it was Malaysia fighting with Lux and Mistress again.
Again. Now, is there anyone?
I'm mad I missed that one.
I know, right? Who do you think? What do you think was the most in your time while you were there? What was the fakest or most unrealistic elimination or win? Mine. Is there anything?
Mine.
I know yours.
No, I'm kidding.
You don't have to answer that. That's such a shitty question.
The fakest or wait, what was the rest of the question?
Like the most suspicious win or lose. Or did it feel real?
I think at the time for me it felt real. The most interesting head to head for me, besides the twins, of course, because that was its own.
Oh, I can't. Tell me.
You were amazed and disturbed, but then reeled back in with laughter as you watched it. And then you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
All right, this is supposed to be a lip sync.
This is a lip sync. These two have come up with choreo in the back that they are now tripping over each other doing.
Watching it was wild. I was like, oh, maybe lip syncs are over. Like, maybe lip syncs will never come back. They, of course, aren't. But watching that one, I was like, are lip syncs done? I don't know.
But the one that I was really unsure how it was going to go was Poppy versus Amethyst.
Mm.
Because it's one of two things. One, it's Diana Ross, and you're doing it in front of RuPaul, and that's his number one. So
yeah,
maybe you should do it the correct way, because it's RuPaul. Also, if I lip-synced, I really did want that song, because I know I would have killed that song.
You would have murdered it.
It was literally me and Malaysia listening to the song, like, with the most joy in the world. Meanwhile, everybody else in our van was like, we don't know all these words, and this is a different version. I'm like, oh, well, hope I'm not in the bottom, and hope you're not in the bottom with me,
because,
bitch, you're about to go down. Not that you ever want to be in the bottom, but that lip sync, also, do it like Diana or Poppy route, do it in the most hilarious way possible.
Yeah.
It was literally Poppy making all of us laugh, and then to hop back to where you should not be hopping back to introduce the rest of the girls during your lip sync. To me, that was genius and hilarious.
I enjoyed it.
The risk could pay off, and you could stay, because I think this is hilarious, but clearly RuPaul did not.
She did not. But you know better than me that Poppy is Drag Race's number one I can troll myself queen.
Yes.
I've never seen anyone troll their own career more, and it's fascinating.
Because she does not care, and she just, because she does not care so much, she's just there for the laugh. And you want to talk about being dedicated to the bit.
Uh-huh.
She will be dedicated to any and all bits that she does.
Going to continue doing drag, or you don't know?
She has quit. She has legitimately quit. And I have never seen someone quit and try so hard to be bad, and people still want you to come back as much as fucking Poppy. Like, literally, I beg Poppy, just come back
and
do this one thing.
Well, she will come back, and then it'll be genius, because now now she's made quitting interesting. Because, like, when Robbie Turner quit, it's like, whatever. When other girls quit, like your Magnolia Crawfords, you're like, whatever. But Poppy is on to something here with making quitting is the new winning.
Quitting is the new winning! I love that song, Losing is the New Winning.
Yeah, it's a good-ass song.
So good.
I'm still that bitch.
If you see the Vegas live and they do it, it's gonna be great.
I've seen it twice and it was good both times.
Oh, so good.
Let's go to Vegas. Okay. Let's talk about Break My Soul. Wow, what a song to get. Holy shit.
I wish this what was a song. On our list.
This is a hard song, and what a song to open the season with. They want to get the views. Thank you, MTV, for the money. It must have been expensive.
Oh, and it's Beyonce, talk you know to it me. Is. I didn't love this for either of them.
Really? I mean, it's clear that I like Safira a lot. I liked her more, for sure. Mm. But talk to me. What are your opinions?
Immediately, Q is doing too. I guess I'm a minimalist, because I've been telling everybody they've been doing too much this whole episode.
Yeah.
It just didn't fit with the song. And then Safira, she did what needed to be done at the beginning of the song. And I think overall brought Safira to the song, which I thought was great. And she definitely won this lip sync. But I feel like, for me, I don't perform Beyonce all the time, because I want to know some more of the, like, Beyonce-isms. And because this is such a impactful Beyonce moment, like, I feel like you gotta get some of that in. And she was just giving like the old school drag dance moves and stuff, which I love, do not get me wrong, like, I do them on a constant daily basis in almost every single number that I do, but it just, to me, didn't fit the song.
And I think that's fair. I mean, I think it's a hard song to do.
Absolutely.
I I enjoyed what Safira gave in terms of, like, holy shit, the face, the patience she started with, the face, just like relying on her unbelievable facial choices is like some next level acting shit. She's an actor.
The kicks at the end got it for me.
Yeah.
That got it for me. And then the side eye to Q when Q tried to do something and she's like, bitch, this is not your moment.
Poor Q.
This is not your moment.
They almost gave her a come on, Charlie, let's go. Because I think someone was like, come on, Q, let's go. Like,
it was not that bad.
It was not that bad, but like they kept it in the edit that someone going, come on, Q. Like, you know what I mean? As if she wasn't even trying. Yeah, Safira won. But I think you're right. This is a hard song to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I I definitely agree Safira won, and I enjoyed parts of hers, but it is clear that it is neither of their go-to moments.
Yep. T. Safira has now won the mini and the maxi of the first episode. This bitch is... I don't want to jinx it, but I think this bitch is in the top four of this season.
I would have to agree with that possibility. Like, she doesn't take herself too seriously. She is funny. She is gorgeous. She is a great performer. Like, that's literally, like, you mix that all up. Uniqueness. What is it?
Girl, you've been on the damn show. You don't remember what it is?
I didn't have it. I went home.
You know, it's funny. Kidding. You're forgetting nerve, because nerve is also equivalent with mental illness, and you don't have nerve apparently.
Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent, and I definitely think that she has that. She would be in my top four. I don't know who else yet. I want to see the rest of the girls, but she's definitely one to look out for. Or
she's one.
She could be an Irene, and you think she's a front runner, and boom. And that's no shade. Irene, I love you. That's just
Irene is like celebrated as someone who everyone was bummed that they're like, wait, but she's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, Robin, I'm so sad. Our time is over. Now it's nigh.
The end is near. We've reached the final
curtain. And so it I'm so if I knew any of that.
I don't know the rest of the words past that.
I think I did it my way. Bitch, you did it your way. Robin, where can we come watch you, support you, throw you coins on Venmo? Tell us everything.
You can, well, I always appreciate a Venmo deposit. You can Venmo me at The Robin Fierce. We are currently still building my 2024 roster. So you can follow me on all things to keep up to date at The Robin Fierce. That is on Twitter, that is on Instagram, Facebook, doesn't matter, so don't even who does that anymore. And I'm potentially getting a website this year. Don't know how much good it's gonna actually do. I finally got my domain back after someone stole almost all of the season 15 girls' domains.
What? That sucks.
So from the rumors and stuff, someone...
got those websites?
Got them, and then when we went to go get them, it brought us to their page, and then it'd be like, if you want a website, you can come to... and we can build out your website.
Why don't you take a page from the Nicole Byer book and go...
Oh, I fully was.
Do robinfiercewastaken.com?
No. So I was going to do that, but then I'm just like, what the fuck am I going to do with the website? I put everything on my Instagram. Like, what's the point? I don't understand.
I'm with you. I mean, a link tree does a body good.
A link tree does a body real good. And she's free.
She's so free. She's so free. Yeah,
but
I don't know.
We might come out with one this year. We'll see. Hopefully more music as well with the success of Bad Bitchery.
Yes.
So we'll see. Mono, where can they find you? Like, they don't already
know. Oh, pish posh. Find me. I'm at Mono Agapian on whatever socials I'm on. Follow me at Instagram and Threads where I'm angering the children. I came for Jeremy Allen White and all the children said.
Who is that?
Girl. Exactly. You know, the chef person, the person from Chef, you know, I called him a cursed broom with abs, and all the children got mad at me.
I don't know who, I'm looking him up.
You'll see him.
Alan.
White. And I do mean white. Follow me there. Oh, follow Drag Her Podcast. Woo! Exactly. Follow me at Drag Her Podcast. We'll post shit. Give us reviews on the Apple Podcast. All that stuff. You know where to find us. We're going to read these reviews live on the pod if you give them to us. Okay? All right. Get all of your Drag Her tea from anywhere you pod. Write. Tell your friends. Scream about it from the rooftops. Because we're the only one.
The only. Solely.
Period. Robin, I love you. Till next time, my dear.
I love you, Bono.
Oh, I love you, bitch. Now, why don't you scream, let the music play for us.
Let the music play.
This is the main event. Are you ready?
That's not what they play, is it?
Not anymore. Okay, great.
Was that good?
Was a HeadGum original.